We welcome to the program from Henry Ford Allegiance, their emergency department, RN, that would be registered nurse, I do believe. Adrienne Cognata joins us. You've never been on the radio, have you, Adrienne?
I have not. This is my first time.
Wow. Okay. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here.
You're doing well so far.
So far, so good.
Now, not a happy topic, but certainly an important one. We're talking about sexual assault, and you work with a lot of survivors, people dealing with this?
Yes, sir, I do. I am a sexual assault nurse examiner, and I coordinate the program at Henry Ford Allegiance Health.
Okay. Tell us about the program.
Well, Sexual Assault Nurse Examiner Program is a team of registered nurses and advanced practice nurses, and they have completed additional education and training to provide comprehensive, holistic health care to survivors of sexual violence. Our program at Henry Ford Allegiance Health, it is the only program in Jackson, and we're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we work together to provide trauma-informed, victim-centered care to those who need us.
Well, what about a victim? What's the first thing they should do?
Well, I guess it depends on the circumstance, but if you are seeking medical attention, then our first priority is your medical well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And if you decide to seek medical attention, then we can provide you with a medical forensic examination, and the nurse and the patient work together to decide if a sexual assault kit is appropriate and what medical treatment is best. That can be treatment such as sexually transmitted infection treatment, HIV, pregnancy prevention, and testing. We also may use a sexual assault kit. That's a container that includes a checklist, medical history, materials and instructions, along with envelopes and containers that package any specimens collected during the medical forensic examination.
Should you call police first? Should you call your doctor? How does that go? Or is that all up in the air?
So it's different for everybody. It depends on what you prefer to do. If you decide to call the police, they will refer you to the hospital or refer you to possibly the AWARE shelter, which is our local domestic violence shelter, depending on the circumstance. So every choice is completely up to you and what you decide to do.
Do the police bring victims into the hospital, or is it just strictly up to them to take care of it?
There are circumstances where law enforcement does escort people into the hospital, yes, but every circumstance is different.
Mm-hmm. How common is it around here?
Well, sexual violence is the most underreported crime in the world, not just in the United States. And sadly, no one is immune to sexual violence. And we know that every 73 seconds, an American is sexually assaulted. And we also know that 1 in 4 women and 1 out of every 6 men are experienced some type of sexual assault in their lifetime.
Why is it so underreported?
Well, I think that there's a large array of reasons that cases go unreported, but after experiencing trauma, there's just such a wider range of emotions, and your brain is flooded with hormones, and this can make seeking help difficult, and it can make decisions difficult. I've personally been told by many of my patients that they experience shame and fear, fear of being re-victimized, mm-hmm. or generally just not being believed Many people often blame themselves. And this is why it's very important to believe someone and support them when they're seeking your help.
Yeah, if someone comes to you with the fact that they've been assaulted, I guess, what should you do?
Thank you for asking this. So, you know, when we're talking about sexual assault, this can be very difficult and uncomfortable for people, like you mentioned. And if someone has been sexually assaulted and they have the courage to confide in you, acknowledge their experience and listen without judgment. Every person is unique and experiences trauma manifests differently in everybody. And this emotional impact can be both immediate and long-lasting. And if a person confides in you, make sure that you reassure them that it's never their fault and empower them to make their own decisions.
But are there circumstances when it might be their fault and maybe they can't figure that out?
Absolutely not. I think it's important. I always say that the only person that could have prevented this was the abuser.
Mm-hmm.
So it is never someone's fault when they experience sexual violence.
So how large is your team over there?
We have a team of about 13 nurses.
Wow.
Yep. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So if you have an issue, do you just come into the emergency room, or how does that work?
Yeah, just go ahead and come into the emergency department, and we will get you back and keep you safe and support you in whatever your choices are.
Adrian Cognata, who is the advocate for sexual right assault survivors at Henry Ford Allegiance. Thank you for the information today, Adrian.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You
Enjoy
too.
That great weather.
Okay. Take care.